In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We love these Sunday special episodes, right?
Always a pleasure. Love these. They're so easy to like send to someone if you have a specific issue. I think it's just so fun to like get the raw like messages or texts just because you get like a really get a better insight into what's really going on.
You know, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I like that, like, I was like, are we, this isn't an expose. We're not exposing people. We're here to, like, just read the text. I like that about this podcast. Like, we're not looking to, like, this isn't about shaming someone. This is about having an honest conversation with the text in hand. And as you say all the time, like, you can't really lie to us because we're reading them. We're getting the context.
Right.
And sometimes the people that email in are wrong, you know, or there's something to be said for the other side, you know?
I mean, everyone tells a story through their own lens. And so, like, we can only interpret with the information you give us. But, yeah. Like, it's just so great in these situations because, like, you can tell us and give us backstory. But then when you see, sometimes it tells a totally different story when you can see, like, a physical conversation.
As they say, there's three sides to every story. Your side, my side, and the truth. So
exactly.
it is evident here. So people, these are the episodes to share. They're shorter, they're bite-sized, one subject. Send it to a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone with ears. Post it on your Instagram story. We want these to be shared. I want every episode to be shared, but I want these ones, we've done the work for you. We've packaged it. We put a little bow on it. So send this to a friend. And I think today's is a really great one. I'm actually really excited about I'm excited about every podcast we do, but this one, don't you think this one's got some juice to it?
This is a very good email. It involves a lot of things that people frequently ask about.
Relatability.
Like, totally. And we haven't done a coworker one in a bit, which you're always
any announcements at Betches before we get into this?
Betches, you know, you've launched a few things in the past, recent weeks. Betches Moms, check out our redesign. Check out your U Up merch if you want to buy your own Rite of Black or Deal Breaker. If you have any summer activities coming up, it's a great game to play with friends. You get to know people. It's fun. It's easy. Check it out. ShopBetches.com.
Let me also say ShopBetches.com. Let me give my like, because I got nothing to do with shopbetches.com, but I will say that tie-dye Betches shirt has become a part of my rotation.
Oh my God, I saw you like on the steps of Comedy Cellar, I think it was, isn't it? I was like, represent. I love it.
I'm very much representing the brand. I wave the Betches flag wherever I can, but this shirt, it fits soft. The more I wash it, the more I like it. So like if you're a dude who's like, listen, like that shot, that Betches tee, that tie-dye tee, it's a good look. I mean, and it doesn't look sloppy. I think that's my biggest thing with a t-shirt.
Agreed. I love it. I wear it all the time. And get yours, shopbetches.com. What else do you have going on?
I'm going to be in Atlanta and in Albany, New York. Atlanta, Georgia, Albany, New York, jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com, jaredfried.com.
The capital.
Going to be doing shows. Capital JaredFried.com. Yeah.
That's no, I'm right. saying that. No, the Albany is the capital.
Oh.
New York.
Yeah.
Yeah. That double too. Meaning. Yeah.
I'll be at the Capitol. I'll be touring, you know, the State House and all those things, I'm sure. That's what I do when I go on the road. Albany and Atlanta, Georgia. Go get those tickets. I think, you know, Atlanta is like very limited with how many people they let in the room. So, JaredFried.com. Let's do the email. I'm going to read it. You ready?
Great.
How to handle a crush on a coworker. How do you know if they're flirting or just being nice? Are workplace relationships ever a good idea? Let me start by saying, because I just have one thing to say.
Yeah.
How do you know if they're flirting or just being nice? That's a lot. I would say like 80% of the time, that is what people are taking advantage of in a workplace situation.
Is that they can come across as just being nice?
That they can always I'm leaving out like if you're being harassed. I mean, there's very serious consequences that can come from that. But I'm saying in the like work wife, work husband world, are they into me? Is this person sending signals? The reason they do it at work is because you always have that kind of, oh, I was just being nice at work. Like that's kind of where a lot of this lives in. And that's why the people kind of like in the workplace, people take, I don't want to say chances, but why they are maybe a little, and plus a little bit more personal, but also you have something in common that you and someone that you're attracted to at a bar does not. If you go up to someone in a bar, you're going up to them because you're attracted to them. You're saying that with your actions. You're not going up to them because you want to discuss last week's reports.
Right.
But when you do it at work,
it's safer to be flirty.
It's safer to be flirty at work. And that's, you know, that's why there's a lot of harassment things that come out of work. That's why there are a lot of problems happen. That's probably why HR even exists, like to protect people. But again, we're not talking about the more serious subjects, but we have to admit to them. But this is kind of how these things kind of progress, don't you think?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, I find it interesting because I feel like in a lot of these contexts, it's kind of like, and you hear a lot as a woman, you hear like, guys don't talk to you like for no reason. They like, you know what I mean? They're not like prolonging long lasting conversation. And I don't know if this is like really true or not, or if it seems like kind of sexist also, but like you do hear that a lot. Like if he wasn't interested in something more, he's not just like talking to you to talk to you. It's a thing that you get a lot, usually from other women.
I give a long exhale because there's so much truth to that. It's like, it's fair because of how men have acted. Like, you know, when, you know, you can say, you know, this is one of those moments where you're so tempted to say, not all men, you know, like, right. you're like, you know, like that's why, you know, people say it online. Like that is like the low-hanging fruit, but I agree with that. But also, I would say also, what are they getting out of it? Some people, it's like on a dating app. Some people are on the dating app just to get the match. They don't even want to go on a date. So like these guys at work that are talking with you, like, and you're like, what are they? You know, they're not just talking to you because they want nothing. They might just want talking to a woman in general. You know what I mean?
Attention, right?
Like the attention that they just like talking. You know what I mean? Like it can get as small as that.
Right. But is there always like a sexual undertone?
No, I don't believe that. I think people go to work to go to work and to do well and to be able to like, I would hope for that, but I can't.
Right. Like you said, I think the context matters a lot. I think at work, yeah, people can be like that. I would guess that you wouldn't go into a bar, that a guy wouldn't go into a bar and just talk to a woman in a bar for like 20 minutes with no desire.
No,
no sexual undertone to that.
But a guy would talk to a woman at work that he works with no sexual undertones. I would 100%
believe. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But I do believe in the 10% thing I always talk about here, where it's like, we're, you know, if you think they're flirting, they're probably flirting.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not stupid. I'm not stupid. We are 10% away from each other. If I'm feeling, I think that's what I really mean when I say people play in that land, because if you think they're flirting, they are flirting, but they can always lean on, oh, we're just friends at work. You misunderstood. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
And that's the dangerous part. That's the like icky.
Right. And I think that goes the other way too, gender wise. Like, you could be like a friendly girl at work and like someone could definitely take that the wrong way. And it's like, can I just be like a friendly, nice person without you thinking that this means something, or without feeling like, you know, I'm asking to be hit on or something?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's to me the dangerous way. That's the more horrible way, where it's like, you're just there to work and somebody else is taking this as like something else, you know. It's very hard and icky and not, I don't know. I don't even know if I'm saying the right things. Am I?
I think you are.
Yeah. I just, we have to admit to like the reality here, but like, again, this is hard. And do you want to do the email? Ready?
Yeah, let's do the email. Why don't you read it?
J&J, thanks so much for reading this. My friend and I talk about you up all the time. I would be in awe if this makes the cut for an episode. Well,
be in awe.
You're in awe. In awe. Go to that place, baby girl.
What is it like to be in awe?
I don't know.
What is the facial? I just think of like an awe emoji. Is that what it's
I think I'm doing this on camera, but no one can see. But just like looking off into
mouth
the distance.
Mouth open, very excited. Like the guy who's like the... Yeah, I like it.
Like Steve Carell in the 40-year-old virgin poster.
That's exactly it.
Mouth agape.
That's what this girl looks like right now.
I love it. Okay, let me... is it preface or preface?
I think it's preface.
Let me preface.
I'm bad at pronouncing things, so might.
Well, you're the Ivy Leaguer here. I'll trust you. Let me preface this with the fact that I am fully aware that you should not shit where you eat. But alas, here I am attempting to do so anyways. I think that's all dating questions. It's like, I know this is wrong, but it feels so right.
Exactly.
I lived in NYC for the last 7 years, and in the midst of a pandemic, I started a new job in California. I work in a high school, so most of the year has been virtual with minimal time on campus in person. Man, this must be a rich high school for them to call it on campus.
Campus? Maybe
it's
private school.
Did you ever call a high school campus?
No, I don't think I would. I'd be campus. Like, maybe the teachers called it that.
There's no way my teachers in high school are calling it the campus.
They call your college a campus?
I would call my college a campus. That's all right. So my second week of work, I was assigned as a liaison. Oh, come on. This is a rich school.
I mean, she's saying alas.
Yeah.
Liaison. She's in academia.
No teacher in my school even knew the word liaison. Okay.
Where did you go to school?
Under a bridge.
School of Hard Knocks.
That's right. That's my least favorite thing that New York City people do. People who move to New York City that don't want you thinking they're rich. They're like, yeah, I went to public school. Okay. In a suburb outside of a city that was really nice anyway. So, you know, mine was on a hill. It looks palatial. My second week of work, I
went to public school too.
Yeah.
Rocked it.
Oh, shit. We get it. No, you don't. My second week of work, I was assigned as a liaison to another department and had a Zoom call with the department head, a seemingly chill guy around my age who is totally my type, if that concept even exists. That concept does exist.
Right. Why wouldn't that concept exist?
I mean, it definitely exists. Like, I mean, you connect with people, you're like, this is my type. And you're like, uh-oh. Like, fuck, I'm going to be attracted to them no matter what. Yeah, that's
a thing.
That's a thing. She says the call, so she had a call with the department head that lasted 2 hours. The conversation was less about work and more of get to know you, to the point that after it ended, it felt like I'd just been on a first date. That's hard. That's hard when like you're having this get to know you thing and you're like, was that a date?
Well, it's like, is that like normal? Well, it's also like you don't know what that person is like. Also, because it's like on Zoom, you don't have a sense of if that person has those kinds of conversations with everyone.
Totally.
Is like you guys just hit it off in this.
Yeah, I totally agree. And if like there's no, you can't see like a friend later that day and go, have you ever hung out with that department head? And then they go, oh, isn't he the best? Like you wouldn't have that conversation later either.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The Zoom thing probably makes it so much harder to figure out like what's personal and what's like, that's just who they are.
Totally. She writes, since then, we've had sporadic conversations with some flirty vibes, others just about random stuff. I also moved to a neighborhood that he and other colleagues have recommended. Through these conversations, he's offered to quote unquote help in any way he can regarding my apartment hunt and adjusting to a new school, but specifically offering to be the quote unquote neighborhood name muscle. Oh, so he's like, that is flirty. That's like if I was like, I'm going to be the
Long Island.
I'll be. For me, when I asked my neighborhood name Muscle for me when I asked for moving company recommendations. I initially didn't take him up on the offer because moving sucks and, well, we had never hung out, so it didn't seem like the right time. Anyways, as the move approached, he had stopped by my office for some small talk. After he left, I chatted him on our school messaging system. For context, we don't have numbers or IG, saying if the offer still stands, I could use a hand that weekend and would be happy to compensate with a drink downtown. Mm. Okay, so basically she's like, that is a kind of weird, help me move, but I can get you a drink. So I get where she, I think what she's doing is correct. Like,
right.
He offers the help with the move as the muscle. I don't know if the, you know, I guess that was a way to say I'll help you move. And then she's basically like, yes, plus a drink. So she's trying to like.
So she's taking it into like a.
Away from school territory, which I agree with.
I say when you grab, you think grab a drink with someone, that I would say that that feels like she's making, she's asking for a date, right?
Yeah, she's making a move. I think at the very least, she's making a move to get away from the campus, so to speak. So, and that's advice that I think we would both give with any workplace thing. Like, you got to get away from work. So she's doing the right things considering the context of the situation.
Right.
His response was that his offer still stands, but he was going out of town for the weekend. So I followed up suggesting we still get a drink, and his response involved inviting other coworkers along. I have attached screenshots of this conversation for reference. Should we read those screenshots?
Yeah, let's do it.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist. This scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters. They got jackets. They got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Okay, so I will be her and you can be him.
Okay.
All right. Seriously, blew my mind. And yep, the building is maybe 3 years old. Now I just have to get all my furniture and move my stuff out of Oakland. So if you have recommendations for movers, definitely send them my way.
I looked it up. Had to. Ha ha. Looks real nice. Jealous for sure. Shoot. I normally just ask my brother to help me. Ha ha. So I got no context there. LOL.
Ha ha. Man, here I was thinking you had all the connects. But that's understandable. I'd do the same if my brother wasn't on the opposite coast. I don't think helping me move would be a top priority in our current climate. I'll do a bit of research and see what I can find. Maybe I'll bribe my friends with a steak dinner.
Ha ha. I'll get to work on finding moving company contacts, LOL. If you need help, let me know. I can be the blank muscle for you. Oh, that's the muscle part. Okay.
Right. Ha ha. I'm not sure you'd want to be subjected to that, but if you find yourself without plans the weekend of the first, I'm sure I could use the extra hands.
Okay, so I like what she did there. She's like, nobody wants to help you move, but I'll leave it open if you're going to make an effort here. Like, I like that.
Right.
He writes, ha ha, well, let me know. Always down to help. He didn't make the effort.
Right. He just, yeah, he didn't say like when or anything.
Yeah.
So then 9 days later, she says something and she blocked out. And then she said, if your offer still stands, I could definitely use a hand on Sunday and I'd be happy to compensate with a drink somewhere downtown.
It definitely does still stand, but I'm actually going to be in LA visiting my buddy who just got engaged. I'm really bad at remembering my personal calendar. Ha ha. I'm super sorry. Please don't think I'm getting out of helping.
Hmm, I see how it is. All right, I guess it's just drinks then? Smiley face?
Okay. That's a strong move that I appreciate. I think she's...
trying to figure out what's going on here, yeah.
Yeah. And so we both feel that she is making a move.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Ha ha, yep, pretty much, LOL. Yeah, for sure. See the new area. Maybe I can get some other blank people in real life too. So that's when he invited other people.
Right. Sounds good. It would be cool to know some of the good local spots and meet people outside of their Zoom picture.
Haha, right? Never thought I would miss, quote unquote, real life so much, LOL.
All right. So then back to her email.
Yes. Since then, I've felt super awkward around him because I feel embarrassed that I might have crossed the line, but also out of confusion of whether or not I did in fact cross that line. Currently, his position is posted as an opening at on our school's website. So it's an assumption that he is leaving after the school year. So here are my questions. Was I totally off base asking him for a drink? Do we want to start go question by question?
Yeah, let's do it. Was she totally off base?
Well, I'll say to you as a CEO or COC, what's that?
Yeah. Head of the company, sure.
Okay. Yeah. As a boss bitch, would you consider this out of line?
My only question would be, would it be out of line if, is this her boss? She said he's a department head.
Yeah.
I'm not getting that. I feel like she didn't make it clear. It doesn't sound like he's her boss, but that he might be like a title above her.
Well, she wrote, my second week of work, I was assigned as a liaison to another department. So she went to another department, had a Zoom call with the department head.
Right. So it does sound like he's like above her.
He's above her. I would assume.
So, right. I mean, because he's above her, I do think it makes the situation a little weirder than if they were like at the same level. Mm-hmm. I think that adds a little confusion to it. But he did, I don't think she's out of line or off base because he did ask her, he did tell her that he would help her move. Like whether it was an empty gesture or not, he did like sort of make that conversation more personal.
Yeah,
so I don't think she's off base.
She did a very famous improv move called yes anding. She said, right. Yes, and then, and we should get a drink. Like, I don't, like, this, her drink thing didn't come out of left field to me. Like, I was like, this is actually natural. And crossing a line, no. Like, it's not like she, like, she didn't say, well, what about, you know, like, she gave one shot at the drink, then gave another, and then pulled back. It doesn't seem wrong to me.
I think it's fine, especially since he was, like, initiating the more personal conversations. Like, if they had a totally professional Zoom call with no personal interaction and she was like, oh, could you help me move and I'll buy you a drink? That might be a little off base.
Different story, yeah.
But I think within the context of what she's saying, that they're having personal conversations and that he's already offered, again, gesture or not, to help her move, I think it's fine.
Yeah, I think it's totally fine. I'm with you. And I don't think she crossed the line. I think, to me, it's like, and also, I do think he's a part of this, like a little bit, like I can understand, like maybe the Zoom. I think what you said in the beginning is really important, that like over Zoom, like you don't know how he acts with anyone else.
Right. That could just be like, he says that with everyone, or he's like super friendly with everyone.
Oh yeah. And he's always there to help me around town and he knows what to do and he knows where the drinks are. Like, to be honest, like she says that it's like they had a first date, but like, did he mention on that Zoom call, like, if he's single? Like, if that came up, then
right,
I would be like,
that's totally possible too, that he's, but why would he offer to help her move?
I don't know why anyone would offer to help anyone move. I mean, I can't even.
I would sort of see if I were her, like, I mean, again, it did seem like a little bit of a, like, oh, I'm here to help. Like, I'll connect you to someone or like, I'll give you a mover. But it wasn't like he was like, what time should I be there?
I think an important thing is like on a dating app, this is where like the world is so hard off of a dating app. This is where the dating app is the crutch. The dating app is the crutch because you're both there and have already agreed that we find each other attractive. In this real world scenario, she thinks he's attractive. She'd like to get a drink. You have to put yourself out there. You have to take one step forward for something to happen. And she took that step. Because of work stuff, you have to take that step very softly, and I think she did. And I, you know, her next question, she writes, if he is in fact leaving, would I be off base to ask again? Or is this something that I just need to let die? As you can tell by the timestamps, I'm not over it and clearly need to find more things to occupy my time. Yeah, these are from October. So
so she's like, it's April, the school year ends in June. Should I like reach out one more time? I mean, I assume you've spoken since then, but
the high school thing of last day of school, I'm making my move right before summer vacation. We're going to go to the creek together. We're going to do rope swings. It's going to be our summer.
Right. I would let it die if I were her. I feel like he knows she would be down. She's already asked him to get a drink. And she also doesn't know if he's leaving. She just said she saw a job posting, but that doesn't like mean she's like kind of like painting a whole picture or like writing a whole story here. Like, I do think like she's given enough to him to know for him to know that she's interested. Mm-hmm. And like if he was interested, she would know it also.
Yeah. If I were her, I would worry, like, you're done asking for drinks. I would say that you're done with. You're not done, like, investigating. Like, there is kind of a side door to this where it's like, I would ask him, like, hey, I saw that your job's up. Are you leaving? What's your plan? Like, if you guys do have personal conversations, if you have conversations that get personal, I think that's a pretty appropriate thing. Hey, I was on the website. Looks like are you leaving?
Right, if you're friendly.
Yeah, if you're friendly, but only if you're friendly. Like, and then I would say the only chance this comes back is, you know, when he says I'll bring other people from work, that's him protecting himself, like in that text exchange.
Right. You also have to remember this text exchange is over a school server.
Yes.
Right? So if I'm him, I'm like watching what the fuck I say on this school server that anyone in the administration can probably tap into.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. That's like the best point of the whole thing. It's like, you think he's going to be like, yeah, I'll meet you at 10. Like, you're not going to make a date. And let's say you guys go out one night and you have a fun one night and he's like, I don't really want to go out again. Now it's all over that thing that he... He's like,
right
made
now
a date.
It's like, this is your sexual harassment lawsuit on paper.
Yeah. I think it's more normal to have the conversation of like, what's your plan with your job? And then only if the conversation is still personal. And then when he leaves, like, oh, well, if you're, always, I would say, if I'm this person, well, it's always good to know more people in town. Like, I really enjoyed our conversations here. Here's my number. And that's it. And just flat out, here's my number, just so you have it.
Right.
And then he can make a move. But I think you've made all your moves otherwise. Like, all you're doing is setting him up for the move he could make after he's left the job, if that was something that was on his mind while this whole thing was going on.
Right. But if he doesn't take you up on that, I would cut your losses there.
She writes, what's your overall take on workplace relationships? It oddly seems pretty common in school settings.
I think a lot of people do meet other people at work. So I don't think it's like, oh, every workplace romance ends in disaster. Or like I know many, many people who have had relationships with people that they work with or met people that way. I do think like if you're going to do it, you have to do it in a like very serious way where it's like you both want something serious and long term and concrete, which is another reason this guy might not have been like taking you up on this.
Yeah.
Maybe he did think like, oh, I'd hook up with her, but I'm not really looking for a relationship. So what is he going to like hook up with you and then continue to work?
That reads well on a podcast about dating. That doesn't read well at the office.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't know. I'd fuck. I wouldn't date. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's like who he wants to be known as at work.
Right. So I do think that there's like that part of it. And I think that a lot of people, especially younger people, maybe like don't think about it too much and would just hook up with someone at work. But I think that's a bad idea. I think it's a bad career move. I think it's a bad, look. I think it doesn't,
yeah.
It's like it gets messy, and that's not what you want for your like professional life.
And also, like, the thing about dating at work, and I mentioned this in the beginning of this when I was, you know, just talking about like a lot of people live in the margins of workplace relationships. Like, there's a lot of like, they're like, you know, it's easy to be like flirty but never make a move. You know, like, mm-hmm. It's easy to be like nice, but like, I don't know. It's easy to like.
Right. It's also like not like your window is closing. It's kind of you have like as long as they're still working there, there's no like if you're at a bar, you're like, I need to get your number or mm-hmm. I'm never going to see you again here.
Well, that's
like,
why that's why she says oddly seems pretty common in school settings. That's not odd at all to me. You're not in an office dealing with numbers. You're talking about the kids, which is very personal. So you're having a lot of personal conversations together, and it's just natural to be like, you know, fun and friendly. And like, you know, you hope it's with everyone having the right idea in mind. But like, I think whenever workplace stuff that happens, you have to remember many people are not going to take the chance on love over losing their job.
Right.
And I think a lot of people
creating a work environment that's unpleasant for themselves. Forget even totally. Like losing their job is a whole other thing. Yeah.
And this happens with a lot of guys. Guys think of the ending before they think of like the, you know, the Cinderella conclusion. So you're dealing with a lot of guys who won't make a move because they're like, fuck it. Why would I make this workplace suck? I'd rather keep like having fun conversations with someone that I think is cute that I, you know, that without anything happen.
Right. And it's the kind of thing where like, if it ends well, like the best it could go is like you guys get married.
Yeah.
And the worst that could happen is like you hook up, they're not interested, and then they have to like see you and avoid you every day, or you have to see them and kind of hate them and have like, that's like pretty terrible.
The best that can happen is marriage. The worst that can happen is literally every other option.
Right.
You know, like it's date for 3 months.
It's a very risky move. Yeah,
it is very risky. So, but I think the biggest thing, and I think what she did right, and I would say to anyone trying to like figure out someone at work that has been flirty, I think what she did answered her question, get it away from work. Like,
yeah.
Get it away. Like, you know, hey, would love to do. And I think maybe not asking over the company server might be helpful.
Yeah. And I think like if you've been working there for 10 months, you don't have his number. I do think that's like a little bit of a sign in itself.
Yeah. Listen, we solved dating again, Jordana.
Once again, look at us.
Everyone, you could send in yours, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Send in your screenshots and share this episode. We love these ones.
Tell a friend. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.